You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Thursday, January 21st, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. This is a daily podcast covering the New York Jets. We have new episodes Monday through Friday each week through the season and most of the offseason. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe to it where podcasts are found. We will deliver new episodes to your device each morning as they are posted, and also leave this show a good review. Today is the day Jets fans have been waiting for. Head coach Robert Saleh will be officially introduced as the next head coach of the New York Jets. The press conference is scheduled for around 2 p.m. Eastern time. I don't want to say that this is a very important day. It is from the standpoint that it's the official start of a new head coach. It's the official start of a new direction for the franchise. That said, and I know I'm going to upset some people when I say this because people are really excited about this, and you're going to be even more excited once you hear Robert Saleh speak. I don't know if you've ever heard him speak before. Over the last few days, there have been numerous interviews. I've seen posted videos, podcasts. There was one video clip in particular which really impressed me, where he talked about one of his philosophies for hiring coaches, and he talked about how he needs to understand his own strengths and weaknesses. He essentially said that if you ask any coach the description of a good coach, they're going to describe themselves. Robert Saleh says, I'm going to describe a coach exactly like me, but there are some things I don't do well, so I'm going to need to get coaches who can help me out in those areas. Very impressive stuff. Very impressive for a head coach in the NFL, or really anybody in any sort of leadership position, to have that kind of self-awareness, because the best leaders understand that they don't do everything well. They understand that they're not the smartest guy in the room. They understand that they need to surround themselves by smart people. Look at a good leader, that's what you have. Look at any bad leader, it's probably somebody who thinks that they know everything. They think they have all the answers. They think that they're smarter than everybody else. They never have any advice. They never admit to doing anything wrong. What Robert Saleh gave you is the opposite of that, and that's what a good leader is. So there's plenty out there on the internet, and I'm sure Robert Saleh is going to have people excited. And after 2 years of Adam Gase, preceded by 4 years of Todd Bowles, I think fans are going to view this as a breath of fresh air. And this introductory press conference, ironically enough, comes 12 years to the day of the introduction of the last head coach who really excited the Jets fan base. It was 12 years ago today. It was January 21st, 2009, where Rex Ryan was introduced as head coach of the Jets. And if you remember that press conference, it was very memorable, and fans were really fired up. So I can promise you, by the end of this, and part of it is going to be you will contrast what Robert Saleh says, how he sounds, to Adam Gase, you're going to be really fired up. And it's especially notable if you compare Robert Saleh to the Adam Gase introductory press conference 2 years ago. We all remember what happened there. We remember the internet making fun of Adam Gase's eyes. And that really was not that significant. In all honesty, if Adam Gase had gone out and won games, people would remember that press conference differently. They'd remember, they would figure out a way to frame Gase's press conference as, oh, this guy's so intense, he's so into football. And even if Adam Gase had had a great introductory press conference 2 years ago, it would not have helped the team out. It would not have changed the fact that he won only 9 games in 2 seasons. We would not be looking back now after 9 wins in 2 years and say, well, at least Adam Gase had a great press conference. That press conference, though, I think was very memorable, and it became kind of a symbol of the failures of Adam Gase. It's not entirely fair. People look back at that press conference, though, as a symbolic moment. And because of that, I think people are going to read a lot into Robert Saleh's press conference today. But, and again, I know that people are going to get upset with me for saying this. The introductory press conference is really not that big of a deal. It's probably the least important day of a head coaching tenure. What really matters is after you actually get to work. The statements from today, for the most part, I think are going to be pretty generic, although I do think that there are going to be some questions Robert Saleh may be able to answer, or at least give you some sort of indication, maybe a little bit of information on what direction the Jets may be heading. And we'll talk about some of those in a bit, but I would caution against reading too much into this introductory press conference. And I said this the day Saleh was hired. I think the fan base is going to get a little too excited about Saleh because the Gase experience was just so difficult to go through from day one. I mean, from the day the Jets hired Adam Gase, you had a feeling it was not going to work out, at least most of us did. And then you had that introductory press conference. And beyond that, the introductory press conference should be the easiest thing in the world because you're just really giving out cliches. And it's amazing how frequently the Jets have had press conferences that have been memorable for the wrong reasons. Something that should be a slam dunk, because again, this does not require a lot of hard work. But you know, you had the Gase press conference 2 years ago. I remember back in 2013, I was kind of underwhelmed by John Idzik's introductory press conference. Maybe that was a sign of things to come. Although, you know, some of the other press conferences of guys who have failed with the Jets have been pretty good. I don't remember anybody ever complaining about Todd Bowles' introductory press conference or Mike Maccagnan's, even though they may have lacked the excitement of a Rex Ryan press conference. And then, of course, if you go back all the way 21 years ago, the Jets had the ultimate terrible introductory press conference, which was when Bill Belichick resigned at what was supposed to be his introductory press conference as new head coach of the Jets, right after Bill Parcells had retired as head coach. Belichick, at the last minute, decided to resign. So with all of that in context, the fact the Jets have had so many struggles putting together a good introductory press conference over the last two decades and change, what you're getting in Saleh, how excited this fan base is to have a new coach, I think fans are going to love what they're going to have to, what he's going to have to say today. Now, I have a few questions for Saleh, some of which I don't think he'll answer, some of which I think he might partially, some of which he may be able to answer completely. And that's what we will talk about ahead here on the Locked On Jets podcast. Chain stores have different price tiers for professionals and do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. It is championship weekend in the NFL, and there's only one place that has you covered, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. In the NFC Championship game, we have Tampa Bay at Green Bay. In the AFC Championship game, we have Buffalo at Kansas City. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use that promo code. It's LOCKEDON. That's one word with no space, LOCKEDON, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Thursday, January 21st. It is the day the new head coach, Robert Saleh, will be introduced by the team. And I have some questions for Saleh. Some of these questions he's not going to answer. The thing about these press conferences, one of the reasons I think that they get a little bit overrated is if you have a plan, you're not going to give it away to the rest of the league. You're going to keep the important things to yourself. You don't want to give away to New England and Miami and Buffalo exactly what you're going to do. So many times you'll see that these press conferences have a lot of cliches in them. You don't get a ton of useful information, but there could be a few things that could come out of this. And I think Saleh will be able to partially, or at least at least partially answer some of the questions, and then some he may actually be able to answer. The first thing I'm interested in is just whether he can confirm that some of the hires that have been reportedly made on the offensive side of the ball are close to being done, whether he's expecting guys like Mike LaFleur to come in as his offensive coordinator. And that's the most important one. The coordinator is more important than the position coaches. You know, you've heard a couple other reports of position coaches. Miles Austin is reportedly going to be the Jets wide receivers coach. If you remember him, he played wide receiver for the Cowboys. He was a pretty good wide receiver for the Cowboys for a number of years. So I'm just kind of interested to find out whether those deals are close to being done, whether he can confirm that those are the people he will be hiring. You never know until the deal is officially signed. So I'm interested to hear whether Saleh can just tell us whether or not that those guys are actually coming here. After Anthony Barr, I want to see it confirmed. The next question I'd have for Saleh is, it's not so much who he's going to hire on the defensive side of the ball, because I know he can't answer that, but I'm kind of interested how he's going to handle his defense. What's the defense going to look like? Is he going to come in with the 49ers playbook? Is he going to take an active role in the defense? And there's some nuance to that, and we may not get a complete picture, because I think sometimes we have this perspective that a head coach either comes in and completely runs the unit or is totally hands-off. And that's not really the case. I mean, I think that every head coach, to some extent, is involved with the side of the ball he's more familiar with. It's a question of how involved are you? Are you calling the plays? How involved are you in the game planning? There's a lot that it's not so much the way I think sometimes we view it as an either or, but there are some shades of gray in this. So I'm interested to find out how involved Saleh is going to be. And I think one of the ways he might be able to explain that is in talking about whether he's going to bring over the San Francisco scheme completely. Again, talk about whether he's going to call the plays or not, whether he's going to hire somebody and just have them install their own playbook. This is something that interests me. And it's not necessarily the kind of thing that's going to measure Saleh's success. I've seen guys come in, take a very active role on their side of the ball, and be successful. I've seen guys take that approach, be unsuccessful. I've seen guys be a little bit more hands-off and be successful. I've seen guys be more hands-off and be unsuccessful. Not something that I necessarily would have a strong opinion on whether he should or should not do. As long as you understand you're responsible for the whole team, you can run your side of the ball as much as you want. As long as it's not distracting you from your other duties as head coach overseeing everything, I'm fine with that. It's just more of, it's not really a good or a bad, it's just curiosity for me. So that's something I'm interested in hearing from Saleh. Now, the next thing I'm interested in is not something he's going to give us a substantive answer on, and that's his views on Sam Darnold. And I think once the coaching staff is in place, once Saleh is officially in as Jets head coach, once we know his entire coaching staff, once they've all been announced, the topic that will dominate the offseason for the Jets is the quarterback position. And we know Deshaun Watson now conceivably could be a possibility, maybe, maybe not. Jets also own the second pick in the draft, and maybe they'll take a quarterback, maybe they'll trade down. We don't really know that. Saleh is not really going to give us anything on Sam Darnold. I think he'll say something like he thinks Sam is a talented guy who can have success in this league, but he's going to leave his options open, but we're going to explore all possibilities. In fact, I predict, you can remember this, I predict that by the time you hear that press conference, if you want Sam Darnold gone, you're going to be a little upset, because I think Saleh is going to praise Sam Darnold, because there's every incentive for Saleh to praise Sam Darnold. It's not like there's any good that can come from Saleh saying, I don't think Sam Darnold can play. Whether or not he means it, I don't know. We do know that Saleh is going to have a role in the decision the Jets make at quarterback. His voice will be heard. It's not his decision to make entirely. Joe Douglas is also going to be involved in this. We'll find out in a few months. I'm not expecting Saleh to give us a whole lot in this press conference. It would be surprising if he did. Now, if he comes out and says Sam is our guy going forward, that could be meaningful. I'm not expecting him to say that. It is a question I have. Somebody will, you do have to ask it though. Maybe he'll give you more than you're expecting. I would be surprised to find out. This is the Locked On Jets podcast on this Thursday, preparing for the Jets to introduce their new head coach, Robert Saleh, who comes to them from the San Francisco 49ers. His official introduction is today. It will be this afternoon. And I'm talking today about things that I am interested Saleh's viewpoint on. And one thing that I think he actually might be able to answer is the question of what he prioritizes as a head coach. And I partially mean schematically. When you're talking about the defense he wants to install, what's the first thing he wants to do? Does he want to control the trenches with big defensive linemen, you know, your big interior types, your defensive tackles? Got a pretty good one in Quinnen Williams on this team. Got a couple other solid guys like Foley Fatukasi. Does he value edge rushers? Does he value corners? Does he is his first view that you shut down the opponent's passing game through coverage? And what are his views on the offensive side of the ball? Is he going to tell us that we want to be modern on the offensive side of the ball? Is he going to tell us that we want to build an offense based on play action? Now, his reported hire for offensive coordinator may help answer some of those questions. But I'm interested to figure out what he values schematically. And the reason for that is it's going to tell you, maybe it won't tell you, but it'll give you a little bit of a preview into players the Jets could be interested in the offseason, both potentially coming from his current team, San Francisco, and across the league, because we can look at who the free agents are, we can look at who we expect to be available. It'll help us narrow down a little bit the direction the Jets may be heading in. And you don't want to read too much into these statements, because sometimes coaches make very broad statements and you interpret them, you read a little bit too much into them, and you end up overthinking things. But I do think that there are some potential interesting points Saleh could make that could at least show us a little bit what his viewpoint is. And the questions I do think go a little bit beyond just pure scheme. You know, I talked about it. You know, what positions do you value? What traits do you value? But what are some of the other things he looks for in players? I'm sure, you know, he'll talk about his value system as far as character goes. He'll talk about his value system as bringing guys in who will work hard. Now, if you have not heard the other day, Brian Peacock, who is the host of Locked On 49ers, joined me for a crossover show. It was a really insightful look at some of the things Robert Saleh could bring with him to San Francisco. And we also talked a bit about how the 49ers built their team. Back in 2017, when Kyle Shanahan took over and brought Robert Saleh in, the 49ers were in a similar position to where the Jets are today, where it wasn't just the fact that they had been losing for years, and they were one of the worst teams in the NFL record-wise, and had been for a number of years, but it was also their culture was really bad. And Brian mentioned that they went out and signed some guys, and at the time it really did not seem like the most efficient use of their money. It seemed like they had overpaid players in some areas, and to be frank, they probably did. But the goal was not necessarily 100% on the field. It was bringing in guys who could instill, you know, culture is a bit of a phrase that gets overused. It's become a bit of a cliche in sports analysis, but guys who set the right tone, guys who showed younger players how to work, what they'd have to do to stay in the league. And I'm interested in things along those lines. What are some of the intangibles Saleh looks for in players that he'll want to bring in? What happens on the field is important. Finding players who fit your scheme is important, but this is Saleh's first year. This is going to be starting from scratch, essentially, with the Jets, with a team that's had a lot of issues on the field, but also has a bad reputation in the NFL, a team where it's been difficult to attract free agents, a team where you've had grievances with injured players. I mean, over the last couple of years, how many times has there been an injured player who leaves the team on bad terms, files a grievance with the league? So how do you change the perception and also start to get better results on the field? How do you train young players to perform? And again, it's the type of thing maybe you can read too much into, so you have to be careful. You want to take what Saleh says and you want to make sure you're not overreacting if he throws out a generic coach speak cliche type of thing. But during these press conferences, sometimes you get a little piece of information that offers you some insight into a coach's thinking. And these are the things I'm hoping to hear in today's press conference. That's all for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoyed the show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. I hope you have a great Thursday, everybody. Enjoy the press conference, and we'll be here tomorrow to break it down.